to make sure we cover everything that has to be covered. Mikvaos, there are two big inyonim that we'll discuss today. On Zochlin, I'll give you something else on Zochlin from, I didn't come early enough to duplicate the other one on the Sefer Taras Hamayim, which I think you'll find in style interesting, but the main thing is that it pulls together a whole bunch of achonim that are not easy to find. How far did we get in here? We're up to
we were in Test Vav last time. Test Vav last time.
Okay, there are some easy ones, then we'll come to the more difficult one. But pick up Yud Zayin. Conceptually interesting, the concept of Neshika, that waters become one, can work out to your disadvantage as well, it would seem. But what if I have a kosher mikveh right next to a non-kosher mikveh? And the two touch. So if the non-kosher mikveh has memsor, then it becomes kosher, right? What if the non-kosher mikveh doesn't have memsor? That mean we're adding Mayim Shu'uvim to the mikveh? So that if the kosher mikveh didn't have in full memsor until the waters touched, I now have a mikveh with Mayim Shu'uvim that preceded the kashrus of the mikveh. That would make all the waters that come in after that non-kosher. You follow that? That's Yud Zayin. Mayim Shuvim Shoyim B'Tzad HaMikve Af HaPi Shamayim Nogim B'Mei HaMikve Lo Pasluah. Sorry, yeah.
What does it mean that it's bitzad hamikvah?
I have a mikveh, then I have a bowl in which I have mayim shuvim, and there's a connection to it.
How would
that happen usually? If you're interested in making that second bowl into a mikveh. Right, but you didn't have. So what? So if you have the memsor already in the mikveh, and then I go ahead and I fill up this mikveh, I touch, then both become kosher. But if I don't have memsor in after I'm shot in the first mikveh, and I have mayim shuvim in the second mikveh, right? And if the two touch before the first mikveh has the power to kosher. Then it should pass. It doesn't pass. If you add it to the mikveh, it will puzzle. But the fact that it touches them.
Even if there are...
I said, misvoli, it should go both ways. If nishikas hamayim is sufficient to kasha the shuvim water, then the shuvim water should be sufficient to puzzle the mikshomim when there's no memso in it. No, that's not dav. So the shach here is it makes a distinction where the mayim shuvim is, in the side of the mikveh or in the middle of the mikveh. I don't know what means the middle of the mikveh. Look at nun beis, avolim hoya shuvim beemza poses hamikveh. I can't visualize the relationship between the shuvim and the mikshomim. Elaborates on that a little bit. Look, shtei brecho zu lamalam izu, the coastal bedayim. Two pools. Vachas behem mleim ayim shedim vechavatom leim shuvim v'nekev b'neim. Im yesh kineged hanekev shalosh lugim ayim shuvim nifsalo. Right. Again, you just have to add your understanding, not dealing with any mikveh has memso in it. Mikveh memso, consciousness. Again, there's no memso, right? And what? If, however, the opening, played around with these notions, but I have the two big foes. Neither one is a kosher mikveh. Here's kosher water, non-kosher water. And the nekev is enough to hold Gimelugin in the size of the nekev, then I look upon that Gimelugin is in the kosher water and that puzzles the water. If it's just a nekev without Gimelugin, just for nishika, then we said it doesn't puzzle the kosher water. If, however, there is in that volume there is Gimelugin, right? Then it's looked upon as ready in the mikveh. So I added Gimelugin to the mikveh. Cases I'm just running through it. These are not cases that anyone, Mr. Shem, will come across. Test is obvious. Beis mikvah shem behem meyached memso v'nofel azel lug machzah azel lug machzah. Neither got given lugin. V'nesavu beis mikvah sarei lug sherim. Right? V'pnei shlo nikra alechad mehem shem pisu. No one got given lugin. So I have here mayim make shomim without given lugin mayim in it. Good. Avol mikvah she'ein bo memso. So now I do achakach nechak lishnayim. So now I have what? Again, I have 20 plus 1.5. I'm sorry, I said that wrong, not 20 and a half. I have 18 and 1.5, 18 and 1.5. right? And now I add, right? My shares and my kolachas mehem hareilu psulim. Why? There was a shem pisul on the mikveh because gimel lugin went into it. In the first case, only 1.5 lug went into it. Right? Then I mixed them together. That didn't make it into 3 lugin. But 3 lugin went into it, and I divided it into 1.5. That doesn't take away the gimel lugin. Follow that? Let me try that again. Okay? If 1.5 lug fall in, no shem pisul, no shield to pasul anything. Less than gimel lugin doesn't pasul anything. Then I can add kosher water. If there's enough kosher water to make mem sod, it's a kosher mikveh. If, however, gimel lugin went into it, and then I divided up this kosher water with the gimel lugin in it, which is now trefa water, right, which is non-kosher water, and divided up into 2 separate excavations, the 2 separate pits, I don't reduce the mem shuvin to 1.5 the way I did in the first case. Now here we have introduce the case of not al sov and osan sov. Okay, we'll have it in the Gemara soon. Boshu mole maim shuvim. Right, water is pouring in, right, to a bowl of maim shuvim. I now have 40 saw, right? Obviously, since the gimel lugin came first, doesn't help. At what point can I assume the mikveh is kosher? I washed out all the gimel saw in it. How you figure that out is not easy. Okay? They figure out the flow of water, the rate of mixture, etc. That surely the gimel lugin have been washed out. Give you a conceptual of what this means. It's not that gimel lugin passes kosher water. It's that gimel lugin doesn't allow you to use that water as kosher water. Therefore, if you can somehow move out the gimel lugin, I can identify all the gimel lugin molecules, and I have a special magnet that attracts only maim shuvim, and I draw out all the maim shuvim, it's kosher. Trouble is, I can't take out maim shuvim from maim shalim. Right, but if I have a hose going into it, and I have some way of estimating that whatever water was there before was surely diluted out by the flow of water as in, then it's okay. Then that's a way of removing the maim shuvim from the maim shader. See, these halachas are not a gay halacha lemaisa in any way, but conceptually they're very important. Needs to define what the psul of Maim Shuvim Bei Chazal understood it. Rambam pushes this example. Obviously, this is not a uncommon halacha lemaisa problem in areas where you're dealing with a natural pit. You have a natural pit, and it fills with water, so it fills. You make sure of its kosher. But if someone dumped in the gimel lugin, how do I make it kosher again? Mikvah should not follow socha maim shukhov halav. The nifsal, achakai chibol of maim shedim, ache nimsu ak shedim emso, it doesn't help. Hareyel pipisulu. It's repeating what this previous halacha. Ache yetsu kolamayim shoye besocho, the yifrasu ashuvim pochas megimulugin. That's the exact example. The same case as the amo, the hose that's going in and washing out the gimulugin. וכן הם עושה מקווה שיש ברבו המסור המים שירים ואירבו במקווה הזה הפוסל במקווה הזה הפוסל תירו אלו וסיילו that's no problem that's what we do that's our system right מקווה שיש ברבו המסור שירים ואירבו במקווה הזה which we identified as פוסל because of the שובים in it Tiro Elo Selo, right, they made it kosher. Again, Chobez, I think, why the Machaber belabors this point? I don't know, he's saying the same principle over and over again. Hoya HaMikvah Chosa Gimelugin. So it's not a kosher mikvah yet. We're not from Gimelugin, I'm Shuvah Lolam Hu, but Pisulu, then he puzzled the mikvah. עד שירבו עליו מי גשומים או שישטפו עליו מים קשרים עד כדי שנשאר שנופלו עליו כמלון הראשון ועוד אנמור שהבאים עבורם עליו דוחן עשה מים שבסוכו ומוציאים עושו same thing that where the kosher water washed out all the non-kosher water הוי המקווה פוחז אפילו קורטב this is only a schnapps glass enough for all of my shuv in pochas me gimulugin ve shlimu right then what lo paslu lo shiru keitzad hayri pasulu ashe dolo make shome right there was no gimulugin to pasul the mikveh but I can't use these gimulugin to kasher the mikveh I can't add non-kosher water to a mikveh less than mem saw. So I have a mikveh that has 39 saw, and I put in one lug of bad water. It didn't pass the mikveh, it's only one lug. Right? Now I want to make it kosher. I can't make it kosher except by putting in kosher water, right? Ad sheyirdo mekshom oishishu b'shir ha-mayim sheyachoso no follow mekshom kishiyuren harei ze kosher. But if Hoya Chosar Afil Kurtu, not for Zoka Shroshalu Yimayim, Poslu, Varei Bifisula, Chech Ben Amilu, then all the water is Posl until I wash out, right, as before. You see, I don't understand the Mamish, three halachas, giving slightly different examples, but the exact same principle, namely, Gimel Lugin Posl, less than Gimel doesn't Posl. Get rid of the less than Gimel Lugin by flushing them out, it's okay. Chav Gimel, Chav Dalet, Chav Hei, Chav Ov, Chav Zayin, Chav Ches, right? And Chav Tes, all discuss one halacha, namely the halacha of Shinumare. Shinumare, we can run through it quickly, but Shinumare, simple halacha to remember. Shinumare Machmas Atzmo doesn't passel. Water that became I call machmas asmo, green with algae, so on, and the color change, that's okay. Shinu mare means machmas dover acher. Okay? The look at Chav Gimel quickly. We'll don't want to spend any time on this. I want to go to what I just handed out. Make Voshem a Mesh Lokos with Temesh Lehichmitz. Vechain meets Seva Poson Amikra Begimulugin. I will call Shara Mashkin, Ume Pelos, Murios, that's a sauce from cooking, right? Like soup, right? The temed shmishi hichmitz, or this, no one know what temed is? Anyone know?
Temed?
Yeah, $12. You should have bumped into the same place in the Gemara. Right? Yeah, you recall? No. Anyway, it is.
Mead.
The second fermentation. After you ferment the juice, you then add water to the residues, the skins and the pits, right, and re-ferment it. Nowadays, I'm assuming they don't do it. But when I was growing up, you could order wine, Rishon or Sheni. Rishon was the original grape juice fermented. Sheni was where they took the residue, added water and sugar, right, and re-fermented it again. It comes out tasting something like wine. Ein poslim. Mikvah hachosah v'gimu lugin v'gam eim hashlim and also l'ashiro, right? Shimho yavo lametes so v'nof socho meya so achas me'evil eim hashlim and also, right? Abri yipro mem so v'nof socho so achas me'evil v'not al tochon so acheres kosher afilo also kein ad yutes po'amim avo v'mayim shuvim shenof ro meya le'mem so nof so le'mem so like Shadim, not a Mesochon Sahel, not a Mesochon Sahim Shadim, but also can add Olam Kosher. That reintroduces this new halacha. Pick up down, but I thought we have enough of it. Okay. Pick up the shaila swimming pool. That is an relation. Daily shayla. Okay. The two halachas here that we have to talk about. One, and Mishnah, I'll reproduce the other thing from the Sefer Taras Mayim. We'll talk about the Zochlin. Here you have two shaylas here, Zochlin and a shayla of not al so and not al so. I explained to you that our two big vows, our two bows, really, if you don't want to start up with the Rambam, who holds that not al so and not al so pasul the mikveh. What does that mean? Just as we learned before, I can get rid of the mayim shuvim by flushing it out. Right? You also get rid of the mayim sheker by flushing it out. Right? If I keep on pouring water into a kosher mikveh, we learned as much water as you pour into a kosher mikveh, all the water gets kosher, right? But what if I do it this way? I dump in a saw, and I have 41 saw, right? And I take out a saw. I keep this up 1,000 times, 100,000 times. Will there be any water of the original saw in the mikveh? Also, you said you flush out the gimel, you flush out all the kosher water. But so what? Each saw that you dumped in became kosher, right? By Zriya, we planted the bad maker kosher. Not so. The Rambam paskens, if you did such a thing, not al saw, but not al saw, it passes the maker. Once you reach the point where you are diluting out less than half the mikveh, here's a reference to it. Shaila comes in a swimming pool. A swimming pool made as a kosher mikveh. That is really not uncommon. You know what I mean? The bathhouse in Eretz Yisrael seem to have the ability to make a kosher mikveh or not. Either they open the bung or don't open the bung. For men, they don't bother. Now, what if I am flushing out the mikveh? Why I flush out the mikveh? I want to clean it. How do I flush it out? I'll fill the system. I have a pump that sucks the mikveh water, goes through a filter, and puts it back in. If that process, going through the filter, makes it into mayim shuvim, I'll end up with a not al sov and not al sov problem. In the course of very little time, like my neighbor has a swimming pool. He leaves the filter on all night. The filter's on 24 hours a day. Surely all the water passed through the filter. The shadow then is, did the filter make it into shuvim? Well, so what? It dumps it back in, assuming the mikveh has memsor, adequate amount of water in it, so it goes kosher again. Not if you hold that not al sov, but also sov, passes the mikveh. Okay? In a bidvar, a swimming pool. Ashenasa bikaka, meaning not in a kli, not a plastic swimming pool above ground, right? Both are shekosher lemikveh. Umitchile yodim l'shon make shomim. Yosef Abraham saw. V'yachakach poslen habazer shelamala meyakosel umisvalei. Then you add from your hose, you add more water. No poslen. Why? I have a kosher mikveh. I add more water to it. No problem. I add more water. I want a greater depth. But in the mikveh is memsor. Avol yesh filter. Shaladei ha-elektra, meaning electric ribbon, electric filter, meaning one run on a pump. Yotzen hamayim ela filter. Umisnakin sham hamayim. Mehalichluch. Vechozlin ela filter. Vechozlin ela swimming pool. Right? So the shoel, because after she'af im noniach she'amayim she'befilter heim she'uvim, because the filter is a kli, or a base kibble, and we'll see the problem of a kli base kibble, whether it's nasel karka, not nasel karka. Rishum de Yeshkan mikvah kshera. So what are you worried about? I have 40 saw in the mikvah. Always 40 saw in the mikvah. The mikvah has 50 saw. And some water goes through the filter, becomes maim shuvin, and dumped back in. No problem. Right? Shum de Yeshkan mikvah kshera. Says, we'll move in Lika Hogan, open our seal. I can tell you that since that China, I must have asked my chair 50 times, as they call me about a new kind of a filter. They have a new filter now in many mikvahs, many of the modern mikvahs. They're not a filter that's outside the mikveh. The classic swimming pool filter, there's a machinery outside on the ground, and the water is pumped into there. There's where the filter is. They now have a new filter that sits in the mikveh. Its sole job is to catch hair. Since women go into mikveh, women with their long hair, and that is customary, or it's natural for some hair to fall out while, when they go underwater. In the course of an evening, you can find a mikveh with hair floating in the mikveh. To prevent that, someone came up with this thing, a little filter about the size of a juice bottle or something, a quart bottle or so, and that circulates all the time. Right? So that China is a omnipresent China. In fact, every mikveh that I've been involved in all put this hair catching filter in. And if that's a clean, in the course of time, all the water will go through. And not much time. We're talking about possibly in one evening, all the water in the mikveh will have filtered through it. And if that made into a bayim shuvin, then the fact is you have the situation of nosan sov and notal sov. Lo muvli ko and open asiya, I call a mayim rosin and akos. He doesn't, what he objected to, I don't know, meaning he doesn't send, since you want to use all the, you want to clean all the water. That's the idea. Fine. Clarify that naturally. I told you the mikveh has 50 saw, 60 saw. No shaila of reducing the mikveh below where the saw. But what's the problem? Here's it. Avolim kehu nosan saw v'notal saw v'shuvim shel Rambam posel v'ashach v'simen koton yezi chov gimel. I corrected it to Sama Gimel. I think it's a typo. Look, we have the Sama Gimel by us. Look at Simen Koton, the Shach Samach Gimel. There, on Daf Kufayin Heyamid Beis. The Das HaRamam, the Bemayim Shuvim Adrubu Udaf Kekosha. That's what he's referring to. Ma'adrubu, meaning, if not al-sov and not al-sov, less than the rov, then the mikveh is not kosher anymore. V'rein hevi ha-bei soysef ha-rashvat she-kmokein b'shem ha-raivet, because of afapi she-achronim eskimu la-hachshir, mikom mokom ein royu la-hachnes ha-rosh b'ein ha-machlokes. Okay? I think that's what he's referring to. That's the Samadhi. I mean, why sat up with the Rambam? Rambam held it was possible. It makes space into Mayim Shuvim. And once more than half of the mikveh water has been passed through a kli, that's what I mean by notal sov and nosan sov, right? Then it becomes possible. Then a filter does that within a matter of hours. Matter of hours, all the water has gone through the filter. But then comes the next important point. Betzem Adobo, a filter, right, the Kabel Tumor, That's the abbreviation. The Meish Ba Mayim and Hosn Lisham Psul Shuvin, Hine Imhu Kli Shechol and Shamed Bo Gambalochibu, Harelonasa Lakaka, Umakabal Tumer Afriacha Shechobo Lakaka. Okay? And that's the case with our filters. What are they doing now? Now we're defining a kli hamakabel tuma. And you see, this is the geos and the downspouts, etc. I mentioned it last time. Oh, I must have left that one page. There. That we'll discuss on Reish Beis and that Reish Beis, we have divorce make shomer melagag la mikva. Just al regalachas, what's the general principle? A kli hanase only lekarka. It can only function mechuba lekarka. Is not makabel tuma. A kli, by definition, has to be something that is metaltel. If it's something which is made to fix permanently to the ground, to the side of a building, right, then it's not a kli to be makabel tuma. Therefore, it's not a kli to make shuvim. Okay, people, you with me? That's what he's relating to now. Beitzem adin in filter makabel tuma. Therefore, yesh ba mayim haynechnos l'sham psul shuvim, and all the water goes in becomes shuvim. Hine imu kli sheichol l'shamish bo gam b'lo chibu. A filter. I put a filter on the table. It'll filter off the water. I have a filter which is connected to the plumbing system, connected to the ground, right? So that's what a kli that was chokoko ulumsof kovo, example of a kli that goes to the ground in two ways. I have a conduit, a hollow, a piece of lumber. I can attach it to the ground, right? And then, uncomfortably, but touch, and then dig out, make it hollow, so water can go through it. Or I can make it hollow and then attach it to the ground. Make it hollow and then attach it to the ground. Then it's a kli. It is chokoko l'besof kobo. It's makabel tuma. It makes mayim shuvim. If he says, if it is functional before it's attached to the ground, then it's a kli shechokoko l'besof kovo, then it'll pass on the water, right? The main yechol l'shamed ro ella b'chibu, arei nasa al das the kovo b'kaka, v'ein makabel tuma al kovo shechibu. Alo, al kol poinim rather, osa din shuvim, kivin shosa kli v'achaka kovo. Then sure, v'gabi shuvim, however, we pass in la aloche, that if chokoko, right, ulusof kovo, it was a kli, and what made it not kli, not like the case of a log which I attached to the ground, and then I hollow it out, then it had no shem kli until it's in the ground, that's okay. But if it's a kli, shechokoko ulusof kovo, even though it's nase lekaka, it doesn't take away shem kli from it in gabi mikveh, it makes it into shuvim. Lochein l'shitas haRambam psul l'litvoshom sheish lano l'hachre ki the kosav hashach. I say he's mostly referring to the shach that I told you, Sama Gimel. We quote the Ravid. Why are you going to start up with the Rambam? Is that clear so far? Okay. Now goes the second shaila. I have a mikveh. And water's going out to my filter, it's filters out there. Then I have a mikveh that's not stagnant. It's not made kavuim. It's not mei mikveh. It's zochlin. What's the shaila now? Zochlin that go a circuit, go out and come back, is that called zochlin? The normal picture of zochlin is it goes out. Mitzad zechila, Yosef note shein kam psul. Now we can find out a psul d'raisa. Those limits of psul d'raisa. Kivan de borim la filter bechozin l'mekomon, right? Kidisa beramor sivnun meravosh. We'll look at that in a minute. I mean, look at it right now, brother. Look at sivnun. Bit ahead of us, but not too far. Okay. All right, you with us? Sifnun. Mikva shall make shomim. Shenifras echad miksolam. Good to look inside. V'amayim yotzim derech hasedak. A common plumbing problem in all mikvos. Sooner or later they spring a leak. So we have to define now what nozlim is. That will leave, I'm going to get there today. But that will leave for tomorrow. Namely, how big a leak do you need for it to be called nozlim? In Yishara Bo Memso, Acha Sheyotsu Ksoson, Shad Hazak, Kosher, no problem. Yimlav Posel Mishum Dabul Azochlin, Vein Mikvah Metab Azochlin. What's the, visualize the case he's talking about. He's talking about a mikveh, and the crack is here. And here to here is memsor. Below the crack, you have memsor. So I have what? I have physically nozlim. Physically, water is in motion. It's not mikveh mayim. But which water is in motion? The water that's not part of the mikveh. It's not part of the memsor of the mikveh. And he doesn't object to it. That's okay. Okay. So now you have a new definition of zochlin. The memsor have to be zochlin. So I have a stream is make shomim, so it's not mayon, so it's zochlin. The goyos halacha l'maisa all the time. Every summer I have such shailas, so they know already this lake, right? It's not kosher, but most of the water is runoff water. During the August or something, it practically dries out. So we know that Ika water is Meik Shomim. So what? It's going over a dam. So they want to use it for a mikveh. They put in a big 4x8 piece of plywood, right? And now the dam is higher, and the water holds, right? Yeah. But holds, what holds? You're not going to make a dam that holds back water unless you really go into construction. Putting a big board across the stream ain't economic. There's no major flow of water outside, but certainly there's some leakage outside. How much leakage is called zochlin? Right? That's critical. Say halacha l'maisa shaila. But here you have two inyonim. One, how much zochlin will be, that he doesn't discuss. Number two, that zochlin that doesn't affect the kvuin of memsor doesn't concern us. Okay. That's a big chiddush in Machaba. Zochlin isn't that the water is, if the water is in motion, all the water is in motion. The water below the memsor line is also in motion. No, again, im yisharabo memso achas sheyitzu ksoson she'ad hasdak until the amount of water, the water that's above the crack, that'll all leak out, right? And there'll still be left memsor, right? Kosher. Vimlav poshel. If not, if the 40 soul will be in motion, havel is ochlin, a mikvah b'tav is ochlin. That's the mechaber. That's the references to the Ramah. The Yesh Machmirim, afilu im yisharu memsor ad hazdak. Yesh rochosh ledebreyim lechatchil, lizdom hazdak. Okay? New, that's a different definition. The machlokis is on the halachic definition of zochlin. If zochlin refers to a chilek between water that is stationary and water that is moving, flowing, then any kind of a crack, whether it's above memsor or below memsor line, makes the water in motion. That's the second sheet. That's the yesh machmirim. They define zochlin, right, as impacting on the body of water. The Mechaber says the zochlin water can't be used for mikveh. It doesn't puzzle anything, but water in motion can't be used for mikveh. But I'm not using it for mikveh. The fact that it's water in motion above my head doesn't bother me. As long as my water is quiet, my water is stationary, it's fine. The second sheet that holds, no. The Shem Zochlin impacts on the entire body of water. If someone asks you, is that body of water stationary or is it in motion? It's in motion because there's a leak.
Would the Mechaber say that you need to be Tovel only in the deeper waters?
No.
Or could you be Tovel in the upper waters also?
It's hard to imagine, unless he's swimming underwater. He's standing on the ground, he's standing on the memso. If he doesn't stand on the ground, but he dived into the water, right? And he's 3 inches underwater in the area of the Zochlin. I don't know. I can't answer that question.
No, I mean if part of his head is still in the Zochlin area.
Same thing. All, I'll give you an example. All of it is.
Yeah.
It could be all of it.
That should be okay anyhow.
No, I don't know. I'm cautious. Yeah, I guess so. I don't recall seeing anything on that. But the fellow is swimming underwater, right? But he's swimming in the. It doesn't have to be 2-3 inches. It could be a big mikveh, or 4,000 saw, and there's a crack 1,000 down, and he's swimming in that 1,000 saw of water. Just a reminder, Davke Mikveh Shein Boa Mimayan, Avri Boa Mimayan, and Lochus Zichrosa. That we learned before already. That's the chilik between Mikveh and Mayan. A Mayan doesn't have to be stationary, a Mayan can be Zochlin. Right? Therefore, I told Megeos Halacha Lamaisa, those lake streams that are basically fed by underground sources, they have a loch of Mayan. Right, and then even though there's a dam and the water's pouring over the dam, the lake is kosher for tefillah. But it doesn't have a shem mikveh, it has a shem mayan. Got that clear? Then comes this important remark. Ve'ein yitzias hamayim kol zochlin, ela k'she'ein chozin lemikvah. Aval k'she yotzin mi'at v'chozin sham, lo mikvah zechila. That's the Ravosh that he's referring to. Okay. Where's that negayas halacha l'maisa? Very interesting. In the filter system, can I define that filter system that way? That the mayim is yosin v'nechnosel l'sham. It don't leave, doesn't leave the pool. It goes up. Or do you say, no, it left the pool. The case that most Achayinim discuss is a fellow goes into a mikveh, and the mikveh has memsor, no problem, but it is filled to the brim. So when he goes into the mikveh, he displaces water, and water falls out. So when he's in the mikveh, water is running out of the mikveh. But that water is not going anyplace. It's going to leak back in. Right? That's the case. That's the case that most Le'achayim discussed in the Rosh case. With Yosei Machmas Atzmo. Yeah. Extending that to the filter situation, that already becomes a modern China. Right? Is that the same? My having the water overflow and then come back in, then that's not nosling. What if I have the water as in my neighbor's pool there? He has a pool with a bubble on it, right? And when I walk to the pool, I walk certainly 50 feet, 60 feet from the place where his machinery is to where the pool is. And there are pipes on the ground that connect the pool to the heating element and the filter, which is 100 feet away, 50 feet away. Is that also called Yotzei V'Nichnas? That's the implication. That's what he's referring to, the Rav Osh. Look here. See, Umitzad Zechila. Yosa note Shen Kapsul, Kivan de Born La Filter Bechosum Common Kisi Bromo in Mearevosh. What's the difficulty with this reference to the Ravosh? The one word that Yotzin Ma'at V'chozen Sham. It doesn't give the appearance of Zohar. A little bit of water comes out, goes in. We don't define that as Zohar. But what if all the water goes out and comes in? And you tell me, okay, the filter, you want to tell me maybe it doesn't make a chuvim. He holds it does make a chuvim. But even if it wouldn't make the shul, what about the shilas of where this is called schila? Umashakosav haramor sheyotzim maat vechozen shom lo mikra schila nira de lav davke maat. Why? Velo matzosi lo b'ravosh velo b'dakei Moshe os chavov lo shom maat. The ramor quotes the lo shom maat. He said, but looking at Chubus Ravosh, you don't see it. Lochain, hoyekosher lamachshirin nosan v'notal v'shuvin. So then, if you don't want to hold like the Rambam, and you hold that nosan v'notal doesn't make it all into shuvim, then the zochlin is no problem either. Avol ksas yeshes tapek, ula me'ad dafka. You want me to pass kan locha l'maise? The Ramah still said miat, and you can see that chilek. Zochlin it has to give the appearance of zochlin, the opposite of kvuin. I have a little leak and a little bit's coming out. It doesn't change the fact that it's called mayim kvuin. I have all the water going out, all the water coming back. How can you not call it zochlin, right? Therefore, alocha lemaisa, right? How you tov lahafsek avodas hafilter b'shas hatvila kavod shekasef. But I don't think you can be matter in the filter because of the Rambam Shita that not al so v'nosan so is possible. And there's no reason to go against the Rambam. Now comes they're not discussing the Shaila. Is a filter a kli or not? Think the mikvin tinik. He had some guy down and with a filter that has no base cable, that works on a vacuum filter. And it sucks this it out. It's not a pump that goes into a container and then pumps out of the container. It's possible to have a filter without a base cable. Then it doesn't have a Shem Kli, that won't be the problem. Agavuche, he mentioned something which is a problem. Yeah. And one which I haven't seen as a problem in, when you pose it that way. I haven't seen a Loch Lamaise, any mikvahs that fall into this trap. What I want to combine the mikveh where the woman goes into, which is mikveh of shu'ulim. I want to kasher it by nishika with the bow, right? So there's a connection. Keshefel sanod, a 2.5-inch thing. What closes that up? All mikvahs I've seen use a big rubber, massive rubber stopper. A big rubber stopper. But obviously, he must have seen it someplace where they have a cap on it. The cap is screwed off. V'dah hastima mokom sheyotzna mayim luchutz beis hanikui. Now, the connection between the two mikvos is always a rubber bung, right? Now we empty the mikveh for cleanliness purposes. In order to make it, very efficient or whatever it is, after they can visualize the distance where this opening is, they have to be all the way down on the bottom for it to function well. And there's a something that's sealed with a screw cap, right? It says, "B'dvar hastima mokom shosna mayim luchutz beis hanikui tzoch leida b'men nistam shom imu shel mateches v'yichol l'salko b'lo shvira mishum shenase b'shreifim." Right? It was made with it's a screw cap. It has thread shreifim, a thread. It has threads. It has threads. Right, it's a threaded cap. Oz yesh tam godol lahachshu zeh atzmo likli bekabel tuma. The lechitzas hakaftol shel elektra hu rak lefsoch volizgo. Obviously, it means that this is the connection to the filter. Hu rak lefsoch volizgo delas hastima loch entira beinecha betodin. It's a better check. That where they have the connection to empty, actually in this case going to the filter, make sure there's not a kli in that piece of piping with a screw on it that makes it into a base cable already. A piping with a screw on it, turn it vertically, it's a real base cable. Right? Stop in a minute. I gave you something out of just for your interest. And because it was a cause celebre with Lubavitch. Pick up Lamed. I'll leave a few minutes to get them. We file that away. Ein shiva posela selav b'mayim. Aval hasheleg v'abogad v'akfo v'amelach v'atid shehu ov ksas afilu yesh bo rako sheichol lo'riko mikli akli, even though it is the consistency of mud, where it's not solid, but it's neither liquid, it's semi-solid. Ein shiva poselas behem. Shimshah me'elu lemikvah achosel lo pesluo. So you have a mikvah that doesn't have memsor, and you pick a bucket of mud and throw it in, and now the mikvah has memsor because the mud was half and half for sand water, and there's enough water now to be mashlim for memsor, right? You did a der shiva. You used a kli. A kli passes only when it's mayim. Veloud ela afilo also kol hamikvah mishele gokfo or bora shvir bekli. We also by mikveh is also kosher. Skip the Ramah. Go to Lamed Aleph. That's our halacha. Mikvah shov. A mikvah that was b'ayim shuvim. And over the winter, it froze. Shehiglid, tohor mushamayim shuvim. Nimuchu, kosher lahakvos. Okay, you with me? In other words, not only quote a natural stream because the water, natural lake, because the water wasn't shuvim. That's not the reason. When water becomes frozen, it's not any more water, and therefore you can then carry it in the kli. Yeah. That's true for ice, that's true for snow, etc. So in those places that make use of snow and ice for making a kosher mikveh, making the bowl, right? What they do, locha lamaisa, is they have a wagon, and the wagon has a wooden floor, and you drill holes in the wooden floor, right? And you load it up with ice, with snow, etc. And since it has holes on the bottom, any water that melts, since that the wagon is a kli, any ice that melts, the water runs out. So when you dump into the mikveh, you have only ice water, that's okay. It's hard to understand then, why shouldn't artificial ice be good too? The ice isn't made artificially. There's nothing artificial about this water. If kulu mayim shuv, it freezes, and then thaws, it's kosher. Then what's wrong with taking water and freezing the water? I can take the water wintertime. I'll dig a hole in wintertime and I'm going to make sure I have good, clean mikveh water for springtime. Let it freeze in there, right? And then I'll let it thaw again. Then summer comes and it thaws again. Yeah. Might not mean that way. Or I go ahead and I put the water into a kli. It's no more shuvim now than it was before, right? And I turn on electricity, and the kli is able to freeze the water, and then I dump the ice out. In other words, why can't I use ice cubes? This mikveh I told you, Mayo Clinic, I mentioned a few times to you, when we think about how to get water, we weren't sure we'll be able to work out for people to cut ice and transport the ice to make a kosher mikveh. So we discussed the possibility, since there are mekilin for that too, as we'll see, to use artificial ice. This fellow his doctor was an officer, also in the, he paid for his education, and he served in the army. So he went to see the commanding general, right, to ask him whether he'd get some help on this mikveh business about transporting the ice, use some of the equipment, etc., how to cut it and so on there. Anyway, I remember he made a cheshbon, how many bags of ice cubes he would need if we were going to use that method. He didn't use natural ice, but you use that method. It's a tremendous amount of ice that's needed to make memsor. It's not a, not easy. That's what he warns you here. He says, look at the Gemara. Kishem Meshayah Shir HaMikveh B'Sheleg, right? You fill up a 40 saw mikveh with snow. I now have 40 saw now. Right? It has to be what Yemaya Chalolo Tchila. You have to compress the snow, make snowballs out of it. Okay. Yoz muta lifable kamoshahu. Okay, how would you like to try that? And after you compress all the snow, right, now you can go ahead, go underwater, go under the snow. This, right? The yesh machmirim lifable b'cholayla ad shenimuchu v'nasamayim. The first sheet is, if it is still not molten, it's still in the form of snow, it's also already kosher. It's a kosher mikveh. Don't need water. Snow is also good. Right? Some hold it has to be converted. But by the Eved, we're willing to be matzah for someone to be tovel in snow. Where's that Nageya Saloch al Maisi?
In Eastern Europe, it was easy to go to mikveh by rolling around in the snow. I've heard of such stories.
Yes, heard story. I'll give you, I know my interest is Saloch al Maisi. That's not a story. I'll hear the story in a minute. We had did snow here in Washington Heights yesterday?
A little bit.
We had a significant snowfall there. It didn't stick too much on the black asphalt on the roadway, but on my back lawn there's several inches of snow. Okay? How about I have 2-3 new knives. How about Tovel the knives there? My whole backyard has Memsor there. That'll be the Shaila here. That's Halach Lamaisa. If you need it to become water, then you can't use snow. Halach Lamaisa, I want you to know, in Hilchus Tfilas Kalim, most Achreinim are Matil to be Tovel in snow, but only that which needs tefillah de rabbanon, glassware, but not metalware. Those who hold that you can tovel in snow, you can use metal for it. Chassanim, we have two chassanim here. Right? One of your post-marriage problems is not that you have a wife. That's a separate problem. Right? The real problem is how do you tell with all the stuff that they give you? Okay. So first of all, you should know dinnerware doesn't need trila. Don't get caught don't get caught with amaratzis.
Why not?
Because klicheres doesn't help trila. Okay.
Even if it has a
glaze on amaratzis. You have to see. You have to know a little bit about that. And those. Mitzupur bischuchis. That's at the time. You ever have silver plate?
Mm-hmm.
What silver plate? You're too cheap to buy
silver.
Right? Your wife a present of a silver pin. So you buy a pin that is silver plate or gold filled. What's gold filled? Gold filled with chazarai. Right? Base metal. And a thin layer of gold on it. Right? That's what they're talking about. The mitzupur b'zchuchis. Glass was very expensive once. Therefore, if you wanted a glass surface, you used a klicheres, and you poured glass on the surface. But the glass was glass that efshel l'kalfo. You can peel it off. We have no such dinnerware. Our dinnerware is glazed. Glaze is painted with a liquid silicate, right, and fired in the oven. It never saw glass, right? That's not what the Gemara is talking about. So our dinnerware doesn't need tefillah. What needs tefillah though is cutlery. Oh, you have a milch set, a place you can set, a pesach set. That's a pain in the neck. You wait for a good snowfall, right? You can be total all your glassware. You can't be total the metalware. That's pasnei halacha l'maisa. Okay, now let's see. What's your story?
No, I've heard stories over the years about in Eastern Europe when there was not easy to go to a regular mikveh about especially guys, but I'd say people rolling around in the snow. When they couldn't go to a regular mikveh.
Rolling in the snow.
To go to
you have to work out how it's called gufo, how it covers called gufo, or rolling in the snow.
Here.
No,
you could get buried in the snow.
No, but what is true stories of the Mesiras Nefesh of women who have to go to the mikveh there. I know my mother-in-law told it. That's how she did it too. Wintertime, they took away the mikvahs in communist Russia. Right? They would go out and chop a hole. There's a foot and a half thickness of ice. It's Russian winters, right? And the woman would put a rope around her and go into the hole. There's another woman would hold the rope in case she doesn't come up fast enough. That's Mesiras Nefesh. Nowadays, you see it only when people go ice fishing. They go for fish, but to go to the mikveh that way. And the water wasn't warm. It didn't warm the water. Okay, we were up to. All right. I want you to read it and comment on it for me tomorrow. This has to do with the Achdus Yisrael. Okay? Here's a Shaila Alocha L'maise. I had the Shaila myself with the mikveh in Washington, D.C. Here my Shvel had a battle with Lubavitch. Right. The Babish insisted that their mikveh can't be used for galus. So what happened was that people collected money from the conservatives, largely conservatives, right, to build the mikveh so the conservatives could use it for galus. Improper galus. That's the shaila. Echlis nai min halei ha-mikve, pshehos ha-konservativum, lahat v'gerim be-ha-mikve. A lesson in our sociology, our conflict with those of liberal Judaism. Let them use your mikveh to make goyim. The geros is no geros. But you took money from them so that your wife could go to mikveh. We have a right now to exclude them. The mikveh is under rabbinic, under Ortas control, as always is, except the places where the conservatives built without the benefit of having Orthodox supervision. But in most towns, even the conservatives, they join in the mikveh because they want the mikveh. You can't afford to have two mikvahs in a town, not in the smaller towns. I know in Georgetown, that was a big battle for years. Shailiz, can you allow them to use the mikveh? Yeah, the Shrel Paskin, and since they paid for it, they contributed to it, Pialocha, you can't stop them. We'd rather they didn't, and others felt not so. That's Yehoreg Val Yavo. That you can't give in on such things because you're Messiah over Avera. So it's, I think, important part of education to see how my shreels that's how handle that shaila. It's not to do with Hilchos Mikvos, has to do with the halachos that govern our interfaith relationships. Okay, let's stop here.